It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
I'm doing really well, too. You need your mic closer, Tommy's telling us.
Sorry. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thank you. And on the board today, we have the terrific Tommy.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Talking to the mic.
We're a little verklempt here today, but we're okay.
How come we're not on that picture?
Because it's not working.
Facebook either?
So, anyway, today we have our special guest, who's like a veteran on the show, Michelle Lowak from Home Care Assistance.
Thank you for having me.
We're very excited that you're here today. And we have, in from out of town, Dr. Macy Smith, who is an award-winning Alzheimer's and dementia educator and author.
Hi, how are you? So excited to be here today.
So excited to be here.
Excited.
It's
me
always
too.
Good. There's a lot of, you know, I always want to meet new people, see what's going on, you know, the whole deal. It's all good. So, first thing I want to do is I want to say a shout out to our newest listeners. So, you know, we have a whole bunch of new listeners because I put on Facebook a couple of weeks ago my card. And on the back of my card, it says, the person I am with has Alzheimer's or dementia, which makes it difficult for them to find the right words and understand what has been said. Thank you for your patience. So I was like, if anybody wants any of these cards, just let me know. And oh my goodness. A ton of people I've been sent. They're like, oh, that's a good idea. Could I use that for my kid that has epilepsy?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, you can use it anywhere you can go. Yeah. You can just write a little note on a piece of paper.
Right.
So it was just awesome. So, and since, you know, the show's national now and we're out there everywhere, we have listeners from all over the place. So this week we have Becky from North Carolina and Gail from Anaheim, California. Stephanie from Ocala, Florida, and Angela from Schenectady, New York.
Welcome, ladies.
So, you know what I always say? There is always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table, whether you listen to us live, whether you listen to us on YouTube or Facebook or wherever it is. We're just really happy that you're here with us today. So, Michelle.
Yes.
What's happening? What's going on?
I am beyond excited that Dr. Smith is here with us. There's not even words for the presentation that she gave at the Guardian Association for the state. So I am overjoyed that we get to spend this time with her, and I'm thrilled about the upcoming Alzheimer's Walk.
Which is when? October?
It's in October.
I'll let you know.
Lynn's got it. Lynn's got all the notes of everything, what we're supposed to be doing, where we're supposed to be going.
Right? Somebody always tells me where to go, right?
People say to Lynn, are you going to this? Oh. She goes, I don't know. It depends on what Linda says. Yeah. I don't know. Let me look and
Linda
see if I can find it on my calendar or wherever.
It's actually at Pointer Park on the 12th of October.
Okay, she found it, Lynn.
I know, but I don't have my right
But folder. More importantly, I'm excited about the casino night.
Yeah.
That we're doing to benefit the
That's
team that we're all
go
on.
Exactly.
We're doing the casino night at Seasons Largo on the 17th of October.
Oh, we have to
it
go, Lenny.
It is always fabulous.
Yes.
It was fabulous last year.
Yes.
I can lose money there or at the casino. I'd rather
exactly.
Sit there.
We'll have our great gifts. We're going being sponsored, obviously, by Seasons, by Peebles and Gracie, and Greystone Health. And Home Care Assistance.
Very cool.
Wow.
And you all will be there, and because you're on our team.
Yes, we'll be there.
It's just going to be a delightful night.
So if anybody wants to join the team, where do they go?
They're going to go on to the Pinellas Walk to End Alzheimer's for 2019. And our name is short and sweet. GFWC, Seasons, Mission, ENDALZ. Or you can just look it up by team captain, which is Michelle Lowak.
And if you didn't write that all down, I will put it on my website.
Exactly.
So you can find wherever you need to find. So, Dr. Smith, I'm really glad that you're here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's very exciting. I love meeting, you know, I feel like we're on the same page, you and I, as caregiver advocates and educators and just getting information out there. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first.
Well, I am a licensed social worker. I'm a gerontologist. I've been working with seniors and family caregivers and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities for over 19 years. I started when I was 2.
Yeah.
So I'm still in the industry.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I found in working with this population is that when you begin to focus on a person's abilities, mm-hmm. as opposed to focusing on their disabilities or their inabilities,
right.
the life and the livelihood of that person and whoever is caring for them, whether it's a family member, a non-paid caregiver, or a paid caregiver, it actually makes everybody's life a little bit better, you know. And whenever you, a person with a healthy brain or a fully functioning, accommodating brain, I tend to not say normal brain because I don't want people who have
right.
dementia or cognitive impairment
right.
to think that they're not normal, because they are. But having dementia or Alzheimer's or other types of dementia, that is not a normal part of aging, but you're still a human being.
Right.
And so when we think about, if we have a fully functioning, cognitive, healthy brain, then why are we making things difficult for the person who is already challenged?
Well, you know what kills me? I'll see people, so okay, mom's sitting down at the kitchen table, so we're gonna make some fruit salad. Now, I can do it in 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Mom's gonna take 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take this away from mom because I don't want to wait 20 minutes. And then I wonder why mom's sitting in the chair doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know what? An operative word that you just said, take it from mom. That's what you do for children. That's what you do to toddlers. You take things from them, you chastise them, you punish them, because you're trying to teach them something. They're building
right.
in their brain capacity.
Because they're teachable.
Right, exactly, which is the difference. A lot of times family members and professional staff who are not trained in dementia competent practices, they focus on the way the person behaves as opposed to who they are, you know, in their soul. One of the things that I did recently, I self-published a book. It's an interactive guidebook is what I call it. It's a frequently asked questions. So I put questions that I've been asked over the past 19 years working in the industry, and my response is not all the questions, because if I put all the questions in there, the book would be too big,
oh,
and the caregivers
goodness.
Wouldn't read it, because they
exactly.
only have a certain amount of time.
Right, it'll be too dense.
Exactly. So I'm working on the second edition now, because everybody always asks, is that question in your book? I said, well, no, it's going to be in the second
yeah.
edition. And so in the book, you know, I believe in cutting to the chase. You know, I
yeah.
want it straight, no chaser. You
yeah.
know, I don't need to know all about, you know, where you were born, what you were taught, what you ate for dinner, breakfast, and lunch. If you ask me, how do I stop mama from driving? I'm going to tell you straight up and down. These are some strategies
right.
that could possibly help you. You see those caveats?
Right.
Everybody is different.
Exactly.
Some people, you could say, mom, I'm going to need to take those keys because I'm worrying about your safety.
Mom
may
goes,
say,
okay.
Look, there you go. Okay, thank you, baby, for thinking about me.
Right.
But then you got, you know, the other mom across the track that
you're
say, no, you ain't getting
I'm
nothing.
Doing.
I'm the mama. I'm the
yeah.
mama. You're the child.
I drove you.
Yeah, you don't got to remind them. And so I think once people better understand the pathology of the disease
yes.
and what a healthy brain actually does, I show a picture of a brain. And that's the most profound part of any
yeah.
workshop that I do when I'm training family caregivers and also professionals and attorneys, you know, guardians, doctors.
Everybody, we all need education.
Neurologists.
Yeah.
I had a geriatric physician say to me, Macy, and he was very, very honest, and I appreciate him. He's actually one on my team now. We work together in tandem. And he said, Macy, I need to know what you're telling your family caregivers. I want to know what you're telling your social workers. Because as a medical practitioner, if a family comes to me with a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia, I'm going to give them a pill. Because that's what they want. When they come back because they're still having problems, you know what I'm going to do? Give them another pill. And he said, it's just not working. And so I trained his staff. I trained the neurology staff just on non-pharmacological strategies.
Yeah.
And then also connecting to resources. Every community is different, but in every community there's an aging, office on aging.
Right.
In every community, we're going to have home care providers. Michelle and I were just talking, that's a multi-million dollar industry. But here's the key. And I tell families this all the time. I do private geriatric care management, where I work with families coordinating services.
Exactly.
I don't provide hands-on, but I'm going to coordinate and make recommendations based on a provider who I know values dementia education and training. If they don't have dementia education and training, they don't value it, and they can't work with any of my families.
Well, I'm very careful who I partner with. Because I partner, everybody that I partner with, I know who they are, I know what they do, I know they can count on them, I know when I send my caregivers there. Because a lot of times people call up, oh, they want to drop some money on the radio show. wrong number.
Right, right. So did you check me out pretty well, Linda?
Yes, I did.
She didn't have a choice. When I came back and she was like, what? What? What the heck? She thought, you know, it was like the second coming of Christ or something.
No, it's about, you know,
good. No, you trusted Michelle.
Yeah. And there's so much information we need to get out there for caregivers. So how do you define a caregiver? Because, you know, this is what happens. When I first started doing this, I had to educate them on who they were before I could help them. Oh,
say it. Say it, Linda.
Because they're like, oh, I'm not a caregiver. I'm the faithful daughter. I'm the good spouse. I'm the whatever. Yeah. I'm like, do you do this, this,
right,
this,
right, right,
this?
Right. That's right.
I go, you're a caregiver.
But you know what? And that's part of the problem in our industry, too. Caregivers do not identify as caregivers.
No.
I'm just the daughter.
Right.
Or I'm just the neighbor who makes sure she eats every day.
Right.
I'm just the son who makes sure she gets her medications. If you do anything on behalf of someone else, you're a caregiver.
Yeah.
And there's a responsibility that comes along with it. But Linda, I'll tell you, you know, some caregivers refuse to identify with that role because they don't want the responsibility. Yeah. Just say if mom has Alzheimer's or dementia and she wanders out of the house, they're going to be afraid. If something happens to mom, they're going to say, well, if I'm the caregiver, then I'm going to be responsible.
Right.
So I don't want to be the caregiver. But we have to educate everybody in the family, all the natural supports. We have to train them on what a caregiver is and further to define everybody's role. And when we educate them on dementia competent practices and what are some of the things to expect, then we have to let them know what their responsibilities are and certain things they just can't help.
Right, when we work as a team.
Exactly.
It takes a village.
It does. And when they better understand that, then they're more apt to accept the responsibility. Okay, well, I'm going to be the one to take mom to the doctor. Okay, and then
I'm going
to
do the paperwork.
I'm going to do the paperwork.
I'm going to chip in some money.
I'm going to cook. I'm going to drive to the doctor. So
I'm going to mow the lawn. Rules.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need something to pull together to have those people do that, though, because they don't even know what to do.
Mm-mm.
And they want to help. And then, you know, you got the whole personality with the brothers and sisters and the, you know.
Yeah, well, Linda, what about that one? Michelle and Lynn, that one that does everything and the other three brothers and sisters don't do nothing.
No.
You know what I tell that one person? They might not need to do nothing, because if they don't have the patience and if they don't want to be the caregiver, I don't want them to be the caregiver.
Right.
Because
right.
It increases
don't
the
want,
risk.
You definitely don't want them. If they don't want to be the caregiver, you definitely don't want them to be the caregiver.
No, because the person.
It's just a terrible situation for everybody.
It can increase the risk of abuse, neglect, exploitation.
And just the whole Lack spiritual of part of it, the whole conversation, the whole everything's done.
Yeah, that's right.
Done. It's a dead end. So if you're a caregiver and you don't want to be a caregiver, you can't deal with it, that's okay.
That's okay.
Because we have other resources. You know, sometimes somebody comes to me and goes, my mother was terrible to me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
She was out drinking. She was argumenting that. You know, she was not a good mother. Mm-hmm. I brought up myself, and now I'm supposed to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I hope you can find forgiveness.
Yeah.
But if you can't, then there's other ways we can still take care of this.
Right.
Because we can call in professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring in a team of people that are still going to take care of that person.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we need to get ready. Do I see Tommy there? We're going to get ready to hear from our wonderful sponsors. Because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them bloom
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, think about it, caregivers. This is what I want you to do. When someone says, can I help you? I want you to say, yes, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much. You know, we talk about this week after week. But there are people there that want to help you, so please let them help you because you will be a better caregiver. Many times people think, well, I'm the bomb caregiver. Mm-hmm. It's me. I can do it all. Mm-hmm. And their loved one's going under their breath. Mm-hmm. Could you please go away for a couple of hours?
You must have heard my husband.
No problem. But it's true. So I want to talk a little bit about the chronic caring syndrome.
Yeah, kind of what you talked about in your affirmations. I love that. The Superwoman syndrome or the Superman syndrome.
Yeah.
They want to do everything. I mean, it could be a myriad of reasons that maybe they don't trust other people. Maybe they need just some self-recognition themselves or some, you know, this is self-gratifying for them, not realizing that they're putting their health at risk. I had two people, I distinctly remember this, two ladies who were caring for their mom who had Alzheimer's, and they said, Dr. Macy, is it true that if you care for someone with Alzheimer's, it's increasing your risk of getting it? And I said, well, now let me think about that. I said, now the genetic code or the heredity gene, right, that's about 1-2% of the population. I said, but I think I know what you're talking about. When you're not taking care of yourself,
right,
is when you're increasing the risk of developing other chronic illness, including Alzheimer's disease. And so when we think about chronic caring, that's when you're not accepting help. You're not asking for help. You think it's a sign of weakness to ask for help,
right,
but it's a sign of weakness not to ask for help. As a matter of fact, it's irresponsible. Because what happens is, because
you can't do it by yourself.
And we're looking at approximately 35-40% of family caregivers die before the person with a chronic illness.
Craziness.
So you worked all these years and you dedicated your entire life to this person, but you didn't care for yourself. Now, everything that you worked hard for,
the worst scenario has come true.
The worst scenario has come true.
And you probably haven't made any preparations that, God forbid, something happened to you, mm-hmm, for your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And now your loved one, what if they have nobody else?
Exactly. And so they end up wherever they end up. And that's the sad part about it. But there are a couple of what we call deadly caregiving sins. That's grief. That's resentment. That's anger, that's lack of self-care, that's unawareness of the disease or the condition you're dealing with. And so all those feelings and emotions can actually kill the person, the caregiver. Depression, isolation. You know, we talk about rest, but you have got to take a break. When I tell you, going outside and just getting a little sunlight can mean everything to a person's well-being.
I can tell you something, Doc. So I was in a caregiving situation like 5 years ago. It was tough. I was waking up in the morning mad. Mad, why me? I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So what I do every morning is I live on a lake. I go take a walk. I go out on the dock. I say my prayers and say, tell me what to do today because I don't have a clue. Just push me around. Yeah. And I take a picture of the sunrise or a bird or a flower or whatever.
Mindfulness.
And I post it on Good Morning Seminole. I post it on Facebook and I say Good Morning Seminole. And then I separately email it to Lynn and to my stepmother who lives in New York City because she lives by herself. And I live by myself. And I text it to her. I text it separately to my brothers and sisters and say Good Morning Seminole. So every morning I wake up looking for something beautiful. And every morning I find it in 15 minutes.
Wow. And that's good for you. That's good for your psyche.
Yeah.
You got to have that. You know, everybody likes something. So figure out what it is that you enjoy. I'm not asking you to do it. All I want to know is just give me a list of things you enjoy, things that make you feel good as a caregiver,
and things
as
you
a person
still can do. So yes. A caregiver comes to me one day, she goes, oh, I can't do anything. I can't do anything with my husband. Nothing. I go, can he walk? Yeah. I go, do you have a camera on your phone? Yeah. I go, can you take a walk with him every afternoon and take a picture just like I told you? Yeah.
They don't think about it. Because they're thinking about it. You know why they don't think about it? Because
when's
they're thinking
to take
about
the medicine?
Constant caring.
When's it time to go to the bathroom? When is it time to...
Yeah, just work. You know, people just need to be... Yeah, you're the caregiver, but that is a job. You know, it's not a bad word to say that caregiving is a job.
24-7.
It's a fact, right? So don't you take a break from your job. A planned break. You plan your vacations, don't you?
Right.
So
your lunch break?
Yeah, you plan that. So plan time away from caregiving. Be the daughter, be the son, be the friend.
Right.
You know?
Because then when you take that time, you come back better.
Oh, you do, because you had a chance to just really, rejuvenate.
Right.
And let me tell you about the brain, too. When you don't rest your brain, if you don't get an adequate amount of sleep, you're not getting the proper nutrition, you're not working off of, you know, good brain cells. You are not the brightest apple on the tree.
Exactly.
So how are you going to take care of somebody else if you're not working with all your formulas?
Right.
You know? And so when people need to really understand that, and Linda, you seem to me, you just kind of shoot straight from the hip and say, hey, you can't do that? Or can he walk? Well, that sounds like you all can walk together. Again, focusing on the abilities of the person.
Okay, so after doing 1,500 support groups, my first mission is to be the shoulder, the educator, and the resource for the caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
But after doing all of that, my second purpose is to help them find purpose for their loved one. Because I don't want to be that lady sitting in a chair that nobody's talking to me.
The Jerry chair.
So I'll give you an example. A woman comes to me and she goes, my mom's 95. She follows me around the house all day long.
Shadowing.
She's making me crazy. I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. I said, can I come over and meet your mom? Yeah, come on over. I go over and meet mom. Well, mom used to be a teacher.
Mm.
So every Monday now, we give mom a big piece of poster board. Mom, you know how overworked the teachers are in the school?
Yeah.
They really need your help. And next week, the kids are learning about flowers. So we need you to cut all the flowers out of these magazines and glue it on the poster board, and there can't be any white spots.
Uh-oh, that's going
to
take
It takes her a week to do it. It takes her like 2.5 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Something
and
productive.
And she has a purpose.
Yeah.
She feels like, I'm
the
teacher. I'm helping somebody. Her daughter goes, well, I can just breathe when she's doing that. Another woman used to be a seamstress. So we give her a jar filled with all different color buttons, all different sizes, and then little containers, and she sorts them. And sometimes it's by color, and sometimes it's by size, and sometimes it's by shape. But every now and then, she picks up that one button, she goes, just like on the dress I made for you in second grade. And now they have a conversation.
They're reminiscence therapy. That's right. Just the simple things. And, you know, you brought up an excellent point, Linda. Better understanding who the person was before they developed the disease.
Right.
That's your nugget. That's your pearl, because you have to use that information in order to structure their quality of life. You got to know what they enjoy. You got to know what they like. I'm not going to bring a jar of buttons in front of someone if I know that they were like a mechanic.
Right.
They didn't do they're a woman, but they didn't do the woman work, you know, quote unquote. And so that might be an insult to them. So better understanding.
So you just
got
to get to know them.
Exactly. Exactly. How do you know how to distract them? Pleasant distraction. How do you know how to prepare their environment? How do you know what to offer them if you don't know them?
Well, it's another thing I want caregivers to think about right now as you're listening to this, okay? And I talk about this at other times. I want you to take down, I want you to get a notebook or whatever, and I want you to write down the doctors and the medicine and all that crap. But I want you to write down what you know about the person that you're taking care of that no one else knows. Because God forbid something happens to you.
That's true.
And God forbid something happens to you, and now all of a sudden you're in the hospital and some new person is coming to take care of Dad. And they don't know that every morning Dad eats his Cheerios out of the red bowl. So if they give Dad the blue bowl, you know it could be a very bad day.
Yeah, it's not going to eat.
Or if they don't realize that Dad watches The Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune, whatever, without the sound on because that's too much for him, they're going to come in, turn the sound out, but Dad's going to be like jumping out of the chair.
That's right.
So there's many things that we do as caregivers that we just fluff like it's nothing. It's important.
It's very important.
It's important.
You know, you learn about caring for someone who has dementia by walking in your own shoes.
Yep.
Do you want somebody to come into your house and open up all your blinds at one time?
No.
They don't either. Because guess what? They're a person first who happens to have dementia.
And this is my house.
Exactly.
I even see it in communities.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, this is these people's homes.
Yeah.
Treat it like it's their home.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying for it. They're paying
sure.
for you. You know, again,
well,
it goes back
about
to the education.
Let's talk about paying for long-term services and supports. What are our options?
Okay, so the options, they're very limited in terms of paying for long-term services and supports. And let me define what long-term services and supports are.
Yeah.
These are supports that are provided to someone who needs care and they're over the age of 65, or they could be under the age of 65. They require care to assist with a disability, and it's done either in the home or it's done in assisted living. So the home and the assisted living, that's still community. Right. So a lot of people think if they're in an assisted living or in a memory care, that's still not considered community, but that's still community. If it's not a nursing home, that is community.
Right.
And so who pays for that? That's private pay. Also, when I guess y'all call them caregivers, in-home caregivers, mm-hmm. or home care aides. They come in to provide assistance with activities of daily living, the bathing, right. the dressing. All that's private pay. Now, back home in South Carolina, our office on aging, they have respite vouchers. Y'all should have voucher programs here through your office on aging or however variation you all use. It's not going to be a whole lot. However, it'll be enough to get it started. A lot of people don't ask for help or receive help because they don't know where to get the help from.
Well, yeah, they don't know anything's available. Like the VA. Look at how many stuff is available through the VA that people don't know about.
Yeah, and the VA has aid and attendant. Yeah. So here's the thing about the VA. The VA is a whole nother stratosphere, right? But they do have resources. Like you got to have, what is it called? Service connected in order to receive certain benefits. But I always tell people, first start off with the association that's affiliated with the person's illness. So if they have Alzheimer's, start off with the Alzheimer's Association. If they have cancer, start off with the Cancer Association. Start there and then trickle your way down. You got to start where you're going to get the bang for your buck, right? And so that's private pay. There are voucher programs you can get from the Department on Aging or your Office on Aging, like you stated, the VA. Also, to look at your natural supports, community services, the church, what else, any clubs you belong to.
Your Kiwanis.
A lot of times people who are no longer working, they're retired, they may not mind come in to provide some assistance.
They're glad to.
Right, because they want to feel valuable as well.
Right.
My mama told me when she retired, you die early when you retire. I was like, nah, there's no statistics to support that. I don't know where you get it from. But what she is saying is when you retire, if you're not still engaged, simply because you're retiring, you can sit down. Don't mean you got to lay down. You still want to be engaged. And so helping someone else, that is the best type of value, the best gift you can give someone. You're helping somebody who can never repay you. That is the biggest gift you can give someone. So just look at your natural supports.
I got to tell you, this lady contacts me one time after the show, and she said, I've been listening to your show for 6 months, but I'm a slow learner.
Aww.
She said, and you're always saying about accept help and whatever. She said, so my husband's dementia is to the point where we can't really leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go hardly anywhere. But I can't go to church anymore, Linda. And I just want to go to church, but I can't bring him. He's not behaved or whatever. She said, my neighbor's Jewish, and he always asks me, is there anything I can do to help you? So she goes over to his house, and she said, do you think maybe on Sundays when I go to church, you could spend some time with my husband? He said, I would love to do that. So she goes to church the first day, and she comes home, and they're playing dominoes. They told her, go away. Go away. So now every Sunday, she gets 3 hours.
Wow.
Well, the neighbor's so happy to see her husband. The husband's so happy to see the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's a engagement.
And you know what? That moment in time when her husband is with that neighbor, he probably has lots of moments of lucidity because they're friends. Nobody's the caregiver during that situation.
We're playing dominoes.
Yeah, we're just playing dominoes. We're homies. We're just kicking it. We're cooling. Yeah. And so at that moment, he feels that he can do anything. A lot of times, a lot of the behaviors and the challenges we see because of the way other people respond to them. We have a really bad habit of letting people know what they can't do, what they got, and what ain't gonna be possible.
Yeah.
And even if we don't say it, our demeanor is very important.
The whole thing.
That whole facial expression. Hmm. Somebody who has dementia, they say, hey, I want to go outside and fly a kite and go fishing. And you're looking at them like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't say anything, but your whole demeanor is like,
exactly.
Oh, I can't. You're reminding me what I can't do.
And
in
you
my
make
heart,
me
I feel like
feel
I can't.
Bad.
Exactly. How do you, what are some
you
of the things you do when you feel bad?
Bad?
You respond, don't you?
Right. Or I'll respond back or I'll sit in the corner.
I'll walk away. Isolate yourself. Both are very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
For the person.
For everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody.
Yeah.
So caregivers, I know you're listening out there. There is help. There's assistance. There's assistance in every state in different ways. If you need any help with anything from me, you just go to LindaBurhands.com and I'll figure it out. You're talking about respite care. So a couple months ago, I don't know, maybe it's like 6 months ago, a friend of mine, Gary LeBlanc, he's part of the Dementia Spotlight Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this big thing at a bar. They had like six bands. It was like a battle of the bands to raise money for Alzheimer's. Because we need to talk about this with everybody.
Right. Exactly. Not just a certain group of people. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. With everybody. And I got to be the MC. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Had a good
but
time.
All the money that was raised was for respite care.
Wonderful.
So there's a bank of respite care out there. So there are always possibilities and way out there. And I think I'm very proud to say that I see how the media and everything is starting to really embrace this.
Yeah.
And talk about it. Nobody was talking about this 10 years ago.
No, because it was shameful. But Alzheimer's has been around since 1900. Yeah. But we didn't call it that. We called it old timers. It really wasn't a disease.
Senile.
Just as you age, you're going to start forgetting things. You're going to become compulsive. You're going to become ornery. But that's not a normal part of aging.
No.
You know, it is a thing. And so tell folks how to get that respite money from that.
All they got to do is contact me at Linda Burnham.
Linda is the plug.
I will give you the information. Because there's so many different. And all right, we have a caregiver contest on the radio show. Every quarter we pick a winner. So I want you to go to lindaburhans.com and I want you to nominate somebody. It's very simple. You just fill out a little form. And in the beginning when we first started doing this, almost 3 years ago, we thought, oh, maybe we have to have like a panel to pick out a winner. No, they're all winners. Every single one is a winner. So we put all the names in a hat and we just pick out a winner. And the winner gets 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, from Assisting Hands Home Care, or from Maria's Adult Daycare. And they get a facial, a massage, a dinner, a whole deal. So do that for your loved one. Please go and nominate them. And every single person that gets nominated gets something.
We had a man last time for the first time.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very cool.
Yeah.
And then his neighbor
We didn't give him facial.
No, we didn't give him facial.
I take daddy for his manicures and his pedicures.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. My husband was a mani-pedi person.
Daddy
too.
Daddy wasn't, but it was like $45 for the podiatrist or take him for in the massage chair.
And it's a little more fun too with all
the
and your dad's so social too. All the ladies.
Oh, daddy's so social.
They love having daddy in there.
Yeah.
He is so sweet.
Okay, my friends, don't go away. We're going to get ready to hear from our wonderful partners on Connecting Caregivers Radio. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com. vox.com/caregivers. That's vox.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You know what it is? It's time for the No, it's not time for the races. It's time for you to get your pen and paper because Lynn has good stuff to tell you. Right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
At 10 a.m. on October 10th, November 14th and December 12th in Largo, Florida, there is a series of music therapy for caregivers to learn how you can relax and enhance the quality of life for those with dementia and Alzheimer's. For more information, please call Sue Osborne at 727-581-8142.
Yeah, music is so important. Sometimes, again, you know, whether you have Alzheimer's or dementia, or you're just like me. Music can just change your whole attitude, mm-hmm. can change the whole different thing. You know,
I get like that, you play Christmas tunes.
I know what to play for you.
I like
We're
Christmas
good.
Tunes.
Well, you know, I have an Alexa. So sometimes I'm like, oh, play some happy music or play some ocean music or whatever. Some mornings, like, I'm up early most mornings, but once in a while I don't feel like getting out of the bed. So I go, Alexa, play Uptown Funk.
Oh.
And then I have to get out of the bed and dance.
Alexa works better when you call her Alexa rather than Siri.
Oh, yes,
right?
I've done that before, too.
That's like calling them the other woman's name.
Yeah.
I've done that, too. On October 12th at 9 a.m. with registration at 8 a.m. is the Walk to End Alzheimer's at Pointner Park in St. Petersburg. To join a team or start your own team, go to act.alz.org/Pinellas.
Or join our team.
Or join the mission team. Join Michelle Loewe's
yes,
team because otherwise you're...
We're confused.
Yeah. October 13th from 3 to 8 p.m. with dinner at 4 to 6, Better Living for Seniors invites you to a night of entertainment. The needed funds will go right back into our community for the underserved seniors and disabled adults. Light entertainment starts at 3 and rolls into an evening of the hottest bands. For more information, go to blspinellas.org.
And I think part of the money raised for that is also going to go for respite care.
We're going, right?
Yes, we're going. We're going to rock and roll it. Oh,
anytime there's a party.
Yeah, we got to see Frank Pasco and his band.
And then, oh, and don't forget, the Kiwanis Breakfast Club is again having their Field of Honor to
yes,
honor our vets. This year, there will be 419 flags. They will be displayed from November 1st to December 1st at the Seminole City Hall adjacent to the post office. Each flag will have a customized streamer with your person's information. The cost of the streamer is $35. For more information, call Vicki at 744-4418.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, we put up the first 12 flags. And this is very exciting because mm-hmm. this year we're going to have 419 flags.
Oh, wow.
The first year, I think it was 5 years ago, we started with 25. And when you go by there and you see those flags waving and you see those streamers for the vets and the people that have been doing it for a couple of years, they'll have, you know, three or four streamers.
Yeah. You have four.
Yeah.
Two this year then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a second
so,
one.
Yeah, everyone, you get a different color on New Year's. So it just makes me so proud. And to honor a vet like that for $35, it's such a simple, easy kind of thing. So please do that. One more event. November 13th, I'm going to be at St. Catherine's. All the information will be on my website. I'm going to be speaking about what are the signs to look for when you might need to move your loved one into assisted living or memory care. We're going to have the dementia, virtual dementia tour there, which I know my caregivers have been waiting
that
for.
Again.
We'll have that back. Yeah. We'll have memory screening. We'll have a lot of good information. So I'll let you know what's going on with that. So Doc, where can people find you?
Well, they can find me on social media. That's at DrMacieP. That's at Dr. Macy P. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. My website is info@dtconsultant.org, and my book is available on Amazon.
Very cool.
Thank you.
What's the last thing you want to say to our caregivers?
Oh, gosh. Thank you. So I want to say thank you for accepting the responsibility to care for someone who can't care for themselves. But remember, you have to take care in order to give care. Listen to Linda.
I say to people all the time, if I go to a networking event, whatever, you know, you get up and you do a little commercial, you're 30 seconds or 60 seconds, and I always say at the end, you all know a caregiver. Every single one of you know a caregiver. Just do something nice for them today, please. Send them a card, call them up, send them an email, bring them some pizza, bring them some flowers, go over there and walk, take a walk with their loved one. It'll mean a difference to you and them. It's really good for everybody.
Yeah.
So please do that. What are your last words, Michelle? Do you want to tell us today?
Again, thank you for everything that you're sharing with everybody. Dr. Macy means a lot to us at Home Care Assistance because she puts the emphasis on caregivers that are trained to work with people with dementia. Because even as much as you want to help somebody else, if you don't have that specialized training, you can ramp up a situation and throw it into the ditch really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, you really can.
Well, it's very, I just complete a new presentation I'm going to be doing starting in 2020, and the presentation is going to be the Dementia Dance with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Because you know it's a new dance, and it's always a new dance.
Every day, every minute. Moment.
And it depends on how you handle
That's
it.
That's right.
Sometimes you're leading, sometimes they're leading.
I love that.
I think it'll be really interesting. So thanks so much for tuning in today, you guys. I know it's not easy to just take some time to sit down and listen to the radio show, but you know you can go to the podcast and everywhere else. Please like our Facebook page, Connecting Care. Oh, Tom is telling me we have some more time. Okay, so we can talk about some more stuff. So
Macy, you were talking about the brain, so I'm just going to throw this out here. Do you believe in the brain going into homeostasis?
Let me tell you
that you can believe it. How would she believe that, Linda?
Okay, so there's this wonderful technology that I'm involved with.
That you need to know about.
Because I knew that was a trick question.
Not a trick question.
Called Vox Technology.
Vox Technology?
Yeah, it's a high-performance technology, and it is in insoles. It's in patches. I have a patch on here. It's in socks. So what it does is it contacts through the neurons in your body, travel up to your brain, and brings your brain into homeostasis. So when your brain is in homeostasis, it can do what it needs to do. It can heal, it can whatever. So it improves your balance. My aunt doesn't need her walker anymore. My brother, who has Parkinson's, is wearing them for 24/7 now, and his doctor said that his mobility has increased 15%. I have 80% less hot flashes.
And this is for people who have dementia. Are you just saying anybody?
Excuse me, we're wearing them.
I'm wearing them.
And what is it called? It's called Vox.
Vox Technology. Yeah, you can go to my website, which is caregivers.voxlife.com.
Okay, yeah.
And
there's some insoles right there in the.
Okay, I'm gonna look that up.
I gotta tell you.
I didn't know. I didn't know if you was asking me for someone with dementia.
Well, I gotta tell you, with Michelle's dad. So we introduced the technology to Michelle's dad. What, 6 or 9 months ago or whatever?
January.
And I can remember, you know, one day I went over to Michelle's house and she was having like a tough day, and I go, go do what you gotta do. Me and Daddy gonna do what we're gonna do. And we went and got some pizza, and we went out for a walk, and he was not stable walking, and there was a lot of cracks in the sideway, and he had his cane, and I was kind of really nervous that he was going to fall, you know, that kind of thing. Well, he starts wearing this Vox technology, and after a couple weeks, my friend Jen and I are over at Michelle's house, and Daddy comes walking out of his bedroom, swinging his
Cane. Like Charlie Chaplin. I started crying. I was like, oh my goodness.
Is it long term?
You have to wear it all the time.
You have to wear it all the time. It's like, if I have my glasses on, I can see. If I take my glasses off,
I mean, I guess I can see. It makes sense as to how that can happen, because here's the thing. Even a healthy brain has protein buildup. We're still working off of damaged neurons because we don't get enough sleep. We're not having the right amount of nutrients. So we have confusion. We have memory loss. You know, when we make changes to our daily life, it improves. And so if a person, even if they have dementia, their whole brain isn't gone. So they're still, all the regions are still there.
Yeah.
So I guess my answer would be,
you're
going to
be blown away.
I'll be blown away?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's really, we had a bunch of people together last night because my friend Jen is in from Canada. That's where everything originates.
And Canada is so far ahead of the game, it's ridiculous.
Lynn's from Canada.
I know, I mean, they're always so far ahead of the game, it's just ridiculous.
Well, the reason that you haven't heard about it is because Big Pharma doesn't want you to hear about it, because it's not a pill and it's not going to make them any money. It's not going to keep you sick.
Yeah. Well, that's just like exercising. I see pills, you know, buy this pill, it'll help you with your memory. Well, what about exercising regularly? You ain't got to pay for that. Eating well? You ain't got to pay for that.
So I go to Curves 3 mornings a week. Mm-hmm. Curves Exercise, you know, that's like the old lady's place. Covered by my silver sneakers or whatever. And there are some women there that go there and work out. And then there's some women that don't work out too much, but they're going. They're going. They're coming. They're moving. That's all that really matters.
That's all that matters.
And they're being social.
They're doing more than sitting at home.
Well, they're engaging. When you engage your body, you also engage your brain. That's why people have to be very intentional about treating the brain. You know, whatever that looks like, if you're engaging that brain and that brain is learning, it's moving, it's being, then you're building neurons. So
exactly.
Even if you have dementia, again, that's a global term. So whatever is causing it, it may just be in one region of the brain, building the other part. So still be the same person who you were. You may have to be a little flexible and change a couple of things due to inabilities, but you still have abilities to be the person, a person who you used to be.
Yep. Okay, on that note, we are wrapping up now. So thank you, caregivers. I appreciate you checking in. Like I said, please go to Connecting Caregivers Radio on Facebook, like us, go to YouTube to Connecting Caregivers Radio. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name. Now, soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call.